When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we're live from those Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities. Rob was just there, in fact. It's called Las Vegas, and it is the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition, it's always on, folks. So whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Las Vegas. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. We got a great final hour for you, 3 of 3. So keep it locked right here on SiriusXM 83, the iHeartRadio app, or Fox Sports Radio, however you may be listening. All right, Rob, we got a Philadelphia going at it with Toronto tonight. Scotty Barnes, the really talented rookie, is out with an ankle injury for Toronto. He was my choice as rookie of the year. He's one of the three finalists. I'm sure it'll be either him or Evan Mobley from Cleveland. But Scotty Barnes is out, and Philadelphia's up 69-52, Rob. Looked like they could be well on their way to taking a 2-0 lead, a commanding 2-0 lead in this series. And obviously, all eyes on James Harden. He's playing well. 14 points, 6 assists, getting everybody involved. Embiid's got 21 and 9 already. And Tyrese Maxey, who had, 39 points in the first game, game one, he's got 11. He was my choice as rookie of the – I'm sorry, most improved player. But he is not going to win that. He's not one of the finalists. But I thought he – deserve that award. But Rob, let us get to the game of the weekend. And that, of course, was the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics. 115-114, last second buzzer beating layup by Jason Tatum, the difference. But as great as the game was, and it was an instant classic, Rob. I was watching it with my dad. Edge of our seats the whole
right
game.
When it's going back and forth like that, a comeback by the Nets, they were down big, they go ahead, KD can't knock down that three, and then Boston is able to win it at the buzzer, basically a buzzer beater. Very rare that you see layups for buzzer beaters.
You know what I mean?
That
absolutely
was different. Yep.
You know what I heard too, Rob? This will shock you because it shocked me. That in all of their storied history, that was the first buzzer-beating game win in a playoff game in Celtics history.
Wow, is that right?
Think about that. That's incredible. Yeah, I never would have believed that had somebody said it. But anyway, Rob, in addition to the great competition of the game, there was another big story, and that was Kyrie Irving, who played fantastic, had 39 points. But he got into it with the fans, Rob, and of course he has a history there. He played there for 2 years. It didn't really go well. He told the fans he's looking to stay if they'll have him. He obviously jetted, and it's been just a hostile relationship ever since. And they were going at him, and he went right back at them, not just with his game, but also with his with some gestures. He gave him the finger. Not once, but twice. Maybe if you can count it three, because one time he gave it to him like with both hands behind his head. And here's what he had to say about that.
You know, it's nothing new when I come into this building, what it's going to be like, but it's the same energy they have for me, and I'm going to have the same energy for them. And it's not every fan. I don't want to attack every fan, every Boston fan, but, you know, when people start yelling and all this stuff, it's but so much you can take as a competitor. And, you know, we're the ones expected to be docile and be humble and take a humble approach. Nah, that's the playoffs.
I mean, obviously, you would rather not get involved with the fans and try to block it out. And I get what he's saying, you know, just let it roll off your back. You're the professional. You're making millions. They're just in the stands to see you. Don't let them get under your skin. And if I'm a coach, that's what I would hope my players could do, you know, and not get involved in that. As long as enough, they don't touch you, Chris. And as long as they're not vulgar or racist, I'm, you know, you can say whatever you want. You got to be able to, you know, not let them get to you, not take you off your game. And obviously he played great, so it didn't happen. But to get into it with fans, no matter what, just you got to block it out. You got to block it out. You know what Boston is famous for. They got a, you know, certain, they feel a certain way about Kyrie because he came up there and didn't work out. So they always are going to be kind of hostile of things that could have been had he stayed. And, you know, and maybe they would have won a championship by now. Who knows? But they never feel good. I'm just saying, but they don't feel good about Kyrie, so every chance they get, they try to get under his skin. He has to be bigger than that.
Look, you can't be flipping off the fans. You just can't. He will likely get fined by the league, and he should get fined by the league. Now, I get that he's upset, and I get, you know, I don't care what situation you're in. After a while, you get sick of people going at you. And you might lose it and go right back at them. But you do have to understand the situation you're in. And so you can't do it. I don't have a huge problem with him doing it, Rob. You know, I mean, I wouldn't do it. And then, of course, he was caught saying something, you know, at halftime, going into the locker room to some fans. I wouldn't do that. I don't agree with any of that. But I'm not going to kill him for it. Define him and let's move on. Because you just can't do that as a player. It's just not good business at all. What I do like, though, Rob, is the mentality that led Kyrie to do it. That Kyrie, I think, Rob, Kyrie is a natural born contrarian. I think if everybody's going left, Kyrie's going to want to go right. Oh, you should love playing with LeBron James. Nah, I don't want to play with LeBron James. You know, Rob, I'll go this far. If Dr. Fauci and the government was telling everybody, do not get vaccinated. Whatever you do, don't take a vaccination. I can see Kyrie getting vaccinated. Like, I found this magical cure that works against COVID. Like, he's a contrarian. We see it in, I mean, how many ways does he have to tell us? Doesn't want to celebrate. Why? Not even that you don't want to celebrate Christmas. Apparently, you're a Muslim. And I'll say this. I mean, I know a lot of Muslims. Kyrie, I don't think your Muslim brothers love you, but this language and all that during Ramadan, what you fasting for? If you just going to use that type of language and tell people to do this and that to you. Come on, man. You better than that. But it's one thing if you don't celebrate Christmas, but why is it a holiday? The earth is flat. Like, he's a contrarian.
I don't know, Chris. I think you're lumping too many things together. And you want to paint him with I don't know if he's just a contrarian just to be a contrarian. And my pushback to you is you don't know what kind of relationship he really had with LeBron that made him feel like he didn't want to be there. I don't think it's just because everybody else loves LeBron, he wanted to be opposite. I think that there was some behind the scenes friction there that caused him where he didn't want to be around LeBron anymore. Now I'm not privy to any, I'm not breaking any news here. I'm just saying, I don't think that you could just say, no matter what somebody says, he's going to go the other way.
Well, I don't mean everything somebody says, he's
like peanut butter
going
and
the opposite
he says
way.
He likes jelly.
Right. I mean, it's a little bit of an overstatement.
Okay.
But I'm illustrating that I think he has a contrarian nature. I really think he does. There are people, obviously, nobody goes against every single thing. All right? I mean, but I think Kyrie has a contrarian nature, and I think he views himself as a rebel, and so he enjoys going against the grain. That's what I'm saying. Whether you agree with the LeBron analogy or example or not, I think he's shown enough that he has a contrarian nature, and that's not always bad, but I think that's what he has, and I think he loves this situation. I mean, you saw how well he played. He was great the whole night, but he got better as the crowd got more and more after him. Rob, when he scored 60 this year, when he scored 50 this year, when he scored 43 this year, they were all on the road. He shot 47% on the road, 44% at home. Averaged more points per game on the road than at home. The biggest shot of his career, one of the biggest in NBA history, Game 7 at Golden State on the road. Game 5 of that series on the road, he goes for 41. Like, many of his best games, most of them, what, he scored 57 at San Antonio. He likes it when they're against him. And I have no, again, I don't. He wasn't right as how far he took it. But if he can, a lot of times you don't want your players, you know, listening to the crowd or getting into it with the crowd. But if it makes him better, or even if he just can still play his game, then I'm fine with it. Like, that's what I've always said about Kevin Durant on social media. Like, look, you might think, why is he going at some random person that he has no idea who he is on Twitter or whatever? Well, It clearly don't hurt his game, so I don't have a problem with it. So that's my take on Kyrie in this situation. And he's not going to have 39 every night. But I think if the Boston fans keep going at him, it's going to fuel him.
No, that's a good point about him being able to – he's one of those guys, I agree with that, where some people thrive off of that. You know, I remember Reggie Jackson was one of those guys, too,
right,
when he played. Right? Reggie, like, everybody hated Reggie Jackson.
Like, Kyrie would have no problem playing for the Knicks. He didn't want to.
Right.
Right? But I don't think he wanted to deal with the media, Rob. But he would be able to withstand that pressure. Everybody can't. You see Julius Randle doesn't like it now. But I think Kyrie could handle it.
He was a media darling a year ago, Chris. I mean,
just a year ago.
They were giving the Knicks the NBA championship.
Well. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Kyrie Irving went at it, toe-to-toe with the Boston Celtics fans over the weekend. Your thoughts on Kyrie versus the Celtics fans, 877-996-6369. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to
do my game. That's my game.
All right, the AutoZone. We are brought to you by AutoZone. It's the Odd Couple brought to you by AutoZone. Sixers getting banged up a little as they route Toronto. Joel Embiid little hit his funny bone. Tyrese Maxey down, but looks like he'll be okay. But we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Kyrie versus the Celtics fans. What's your take?
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, real quick, Chris. I heard a lot of commentators and talk show hosts talk about the Ant-Man's a coming. I could have sworn a couple of guys on the air right now said that about, what, 3-4 months ago?
The Ant-Man?
Yeah. Didn't we say that about 3 or 4 months ago he was coming? I'm hearing everybody say that today.
Oh, Anthony Edwards. Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
Who should have won Rookie of the Year? I'm going to keep saying it. Okay.
Exactly. Absolutely. And he ain't coming. He's here.
Right.
Real quick. I just don't think you win getting it to it with the fans. I understand, but you know what? A lot of guys hear a lot of stuff. I think Russ heard some stuff. He reacted. LeBron heard some stuff. He reacted. But what you do is get them out of there. You can put them out now and get them out of there if it's that bad. But you just can't win getting in the back and forth with the fans. And nowadays, I think this weekend, they had two instances where fans actually came out of the stands. One lady glued herself to the floor, and the other one's throwing stuff on the floor. So you don't want to antagonize fans. And he didn't have to say anything because he dropped 39. Heck, drop 49. That shuts him up.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right.
Yeah. I mean, when people come out of the stands, we can't have that. I mean, we can't have players going in the stands. I mean,
right.
Either one, Chris, no good. Pete in Vermont, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Pete?
Good evening. Thank you for taking the phone call.
We appreciate you.
I love seeing what Kyrie did. For me, it seemed like he has just morphed into Uncle Drew, whether it's with the fans or with the opposing players, and it's awesome. And he was just giving out his uniform number when he was doing the double salute, right?
And is that what it was? Is that what that was?
You know, hey, what I think
people
gonna
know
be
what his uniform number was, right?
Because he said it was the energy they were giving him, right?
Yes.
I wonder if he's going to go out there with the sage before the next game.
Yeah, we saw that.
Because that wasn't sage. He was doing it to try to get the
cleanse the atmosphere or something like that. That'll be interesting. I wonder if they'd even let him do it. I don't know. It's, you know, that'd be interesting. Is the caller gone?
Yeah. No, I'm right here.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
And then, come on, you guys remember what Reggie Miller and Spike Lee got into? You can say whatever you want about Spike Lee being an overglorified fan, but he was still a fan, a paid customer. So, I mean,
yeah,
this has been a ritual going back and forth forever with the fans.
Yeah, I mean, that was in fun, though.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, they were going at it, but that was in fun.
Yeah, some people think that they're the show, Chris. That's the problem. Like you got to be careful, like, you know... You can kind of have a little fun dialogue, but I think some people have really just taken it to an empty degree.
You mean some fans?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, because it's a different world now with Twitter, and they want to get into an altercation. You know what I mean? I don't think people did that.
I think it's maybe more profanity too, Rob. I mean, I think in the past, obviously you had hecklers and stuff, but I don't know that it was as hostile. I mean, obviously in some situations it was. You go way back, you obviously had racial stuff going on. Remember Patrick Ewing at Georgetown and stuff?
Terrible.
It was terrible. Right. But I think over the past couple decades, it's just gotten worse in terms of the profanity. I think that's more of a sign of our culture. I mean, you hear, it's nothing to hear players cursing in press conferences now, you know? I mean, we just heard Kyrie. He's not the only one. But it's just commonplace now. So I just think... Everybody's a little looser with their lips nowadays. But, it's going to be interesting to see. That is a part of the story for game two, which is Wednesday. They got a nice little break in between games, Rob. And then they don't play till Saturday.
Which is ridiculous. That's interesting.
The other series aren't necessarily like that, or some of them aren't. But I don't mind it. You know, because if you think the Nets gonna win, it gives KD and Kyrie a little more break because they're putting a lot of minutes on their body. So, all right, we are going to get into, you know, we've been talking about this instant classic between the Celtics and the Nets, but there's another great series going on, or at least after Game One. Should Ja Morant and the Grizzlies be on upset alert? That's next on the iCouple. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Look at you. Wow. Why so hostile?
What?
Rob G, go give Rob a hug. Go into the booth and give Rob a hug. My goodness. All right, Rob. The Grizzlies. Now, look, I picked the Grizzlies to win this series. I wasn't even asked about it for an official pick. But I said in 6 or 7, I got the Grizzlies. But I did think this would be a tough series, tougher than most people thought. And I kind of wouldn't mind seeing Minnesota win. But, Rob, the reason I thought that they'd have a shot is because they both are young and athletic and play with a lot of energy. And Memphis's energy and depth and camaraderie, that's a big part of their success. They're both well coached. And In the regular season series, Rob, it was 2-2. I know that always isn't an indicator of anything, but in this one, I thought it was, because it was 2-2. And Rob, Minnesota beat the Grizzlies by 43 in one of the games during the regular season, and Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, and Desmond Bane all played. And the interesting thing, Rob, is when you look at this, we all look obviously at Minnesota, right, as the young up-and-coming team, and,
you know, they got a great future and so on and so forth. And obviously, Ja Morant is terrific. But when you really look at the top ends of the roster, it's Minnesota that has two, not one, Rob, two number one picks, both of whom are under 26 years or younger. And Karl-Anthony Towns, everybody thinks he's old. He's 26.
Yeah, he just looks older.
Well, and he's been around. You know, he came in after 1 year. So, you know, he's been around now about 7 years. But he is a number one pick. Anthony Edwards, a number one pick. And D'Angelo Russell, who's playing well. He's not going to be a star, but he's playing really well. He's a number two pick. So they have more like name talent, if you will, as the young guys, than Memphis does. Memphis, after Ja, you know, Desmond Bain, Dylan Brooks, nobody saw them coming. Jaren Jackson got some love in college. But the other guys, nobody really saw coming. So I don't know. I mean, I didn't have the guts to pick them to pull off the upset. And I ain't saying I was thinking they were going to win it. But
yeah, I think
this is going to be interesting to watch.
It's only one game, and I get the matchup situation. I'm not ready to throw the towel in on Memphis. Of course, it was shocking. Your first, you know, you got a home play, and, you know, you get drubbed. I mean, so I get why people are like, oh, maybe not. That could have been everything that Minnesota put into it. Sometimes you're not ready as far as the Grizzlies. I hear you, Chris, in that big blowout during the regular season, but you got to beat somebody four times. I still think the Grizzlies are the better team. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but I would be shocked to see how many people really picked Minnesota.
I don't think I can recall anybody that picked Minnesota. I feel like there was one. You know what? A friend of mine who used to play in the league, a former player, he told me pick Minnesota. Other than that, he's not on TV either. Other than that, I can't think of anybody. But, Rob, you talked about it earlier when we were talking with Antonio Daniels. Several pundits picked Memphis to win it all. And I like Memphis. But, Rob, they would be – Rob G., I believe this is true. You may have heard it too. Wouldn't they be the youngest team ever to reach the finals? Team that young, look that up, Rob, if you can. A team that young, Rob, just doesn't get there. I'm sorry.
Early, too premature. It's the reasons to like them. I get why people like them. And they like to pick like, oh, yeah, I was on that train way before everybody else. So that happens a lot. And if they get knocked out, then they'll say, well, they're a young team. What do you want?
Right.
During the year they play well, they just weren't ready. Watch and see next year or down the road. You know, that'll be the excuse if they get knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, and if I tell you what, because that second round matchup would be against Golden State, assuming they beat Denver. Memphis matches, you know, Antonio, what's the answer, Rob G?
The youngest team to make the NBA Finals, 1976-77 Portland Trailblazers, weighted age of 24.19.
Wow.
This current Memphis Grizzlies team, according to this article, 24.0 and a couple more decimals.
So they would be the youngest. Wow.
Chris, how was that team in 1976? Were you covering the league back then?
No. Listen to Rob. That's cute. You were, but no. I remember that series vividly.
Do you really?
I'm still pained by that series. Yes, because that was Dr. J's first year in the league. I was a huge Dr. J fan. And they had Portland, Rob, 2-0. They were up 2-0 on Portland. And they lost the next four games. It still pains me because as great as Dr. J's legacy is, I think it'd be even greater had they won that series. And he'd have two NBA rings. I'm starting to say he's got three because he got two in the ABA and one in
right.
The NBA.
Well, I don't know why we discount the ABA. It was a good league.
I've said this before.
I'm right.
The last 3 years of the ABA, they played exhibitions with the NBA for like 5 or 6 years. And they won. The ABA won most of the games.
It was
79-76 ABA. But the last 3 years, Rob, they won 66% of the games.
But there's a reason why they went along with the merger. If they were no good or not worthy, the NBA could have said, we're not taking you guys in. We got our league.
Right. The NFL wasn't looking to merge with the AAF, right?
Exactly. Right.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, people discount the ABA, and I get it, the red, white, and blue ball, and they don't understand it. But that league was viable and had some great teams in it. And some of the great teams are still together, still from the ABA, the Spurs and the Denver Nuggets.
Spurs, Nuggets, Pacers.
Pacers and the Nets.
And who was and the Nets, right.
The and Nets. The Nets.
I just look at it, Rob. I've started to look at it like if we're going to count the championships in the NBA during that stretch, which we should, Lakers, you know, with Jerry West and Wilt Chamberlain in 72, the Bucks with Lou Alcindor at that time and Oscar Robertson in 71. The Knicks, Rob, the Knicks two championships, 70 and 73, were during that period. But half of the best players in the world were in the ABA.
Yep.
So if we're going to count those for the NBA, I just feel like, you know what, you just got to be fair. It was just too many great players in the ABA to discount it. It just was.
100%. You know? 100. I think, and people don't even like the NBA, Chris, while it was, you know, it wasn't like it is now. It wasn't always.
Not at all.
On this, right. The NBA had a lot of issues coming through and had problems and didn't have great TV ratings. And, you know, we talked about it. Championship games on tape delay. People can't even imagine that the games would come on CBS at 11:30 at night.
Yep.
After the news, Chris,
yep.
And the local sportscaster would say, hey, if you're watching the NBA Finals tonight, turn your sound down or turn your head. I'm going to tell you who won. What?
Right.
Like the game.
You're right. You used to try to hide so you wouldn't find out who won.
Score, right.
I remember that. And you could do it back then. You know, it wasn't hard to not find out the score.
There was no social media. There was nothing, right. Just turn the TV off.
There's only three channels, you know.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, I'm with you, Rob. And look, you know this as well as anybody. Today's NBA is much more like the ABA than the old NBA.
Right.
As far as style of play, the freedom of the players, and even the cheerleaders, all that, the dunk contest, the three-point shot, all
that's
that came
all from the ABA.
ABA.
Yep.
So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're going to wrap up this Magic City Monday talking about Baker. So keep it locked. That'll be fun. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple brought to you by one of our favorite cities, and that is Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, competition, it's always on. No one does sports like Vegas. And the excitement there, endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Rob, everybody's wondering, where is Baker Mayfield going to end up? And, you know, a lot of people, including Baker, Rob, thought Seattle. You know, he said that's where it's looking like he thinks he could end up. But they just signed Geno Smith to a one-year, $7 million deal to be their backup. They like Drew Locke. He's going to be their starter for now. It looks like they're going to go draft a quarterback or something like that.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
You know, yeah, have these guys
stop. I don't like their choices so far.
Yeah, I'm with you. But Carolina is a team now that people are looking at as a possible landing spot for Baker Mayfield. You know, they got Sam Darnold. I don't know if they're totally out on him. But they may be another team that's looking to, look, we'll try Sam, see how it looks. If it's not him, then maybe we go young and we'll draft a quarterback or whatever it is. But I don't know. The thing with Baker, when there was a report that Carolina could be a landing spot for him, and Robbie Anderson, the wide receiver for the Panthers, Rob.
Right, who used to be with the Jets.
Yes. He said he posted on social media in response in the comments, no, like he does not want Baker Mayfield. What do you, I mean, do you make anything of this? If you're Baker, do you, it just seems, and I think Baker, I actually think he's still a starter in this league somewhere, but it just seems like, I don't know, he's, I haven't seen a lot of support from players. I haven't seen former Browns players, or I should say current Browns players who is former teammates, come out, whether it was when OBJ left or since then. And, you know, I haven't seen people come out and support him. But I've seen, you know, OBJ is a popular guy in the league. And I don't, did that spark Jarvis Landry wanted out? Then when they got Deshaun, he's like, he'll come back. Now you got Robbie Anderson, another receiver, saying no, he doesn't want him. Like, what do you make? It just doesn't seem like Baker has that tons of support among players.
I think if they would have said that when they were 11-5, then I had more credence. I think it's just easy. Things aren't going well. It's easy to bash somebody when they're down and say that they're no good. I would listen to somebody if they told me when they were 11-5 that he was no good and I don't want him as quarterback, you know, like that. I just think that that's the nature of it. People will pick at something that's down and out, and they'll just wait and see. I mean, for him, I think it's a financial thing. They'll wait. Teams will wait and think they could get him without having to give up anything. And eventually the Browns will have to let him go. And they'll just
I think they're going to end up releasing him. I don't think there's going to be a ton of teams going after him. I think he'll land somewhere. But I don't think a lot of teams are going after him. Because if you really thought he had a chance to be your franchise guy, $18 million is nothing for a quarterback today. Like, if you – I don't see – I think he may have to end up going somewhere as a backup and learn – you know, look, and that's not the worst route. I don't know if his ego could handle it at this point. And I do feel like, you know, I don't feel like he's been bad enough to prove he's not a starter. But, you know, Marcus Mariota, Mitch Trubisky, Jameis Winston, they all went that route, backup for a year or two. And now they're all in positions to start this season. So, that, Rob, that may be the route that he has to go. And I think he has to kind of prepare himself mentally for that. And if it comes to that, just make the best of it and know that I'll get my shot down the road if I make the best of this situation as a backup.
Also in the NFL, guys get hurt all the time. Situations open up. Somebody might not play well. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can happen. So you just have to be kind of ready and wait for the opportunity to get back in there. And when you get back in there, play well. I mean, you know, some of the guys who are starting, I'm not that thrilled about. Marcus Mariota,
I like Baker more than him. But, you know, look, Mariota's cheap right now. You know, you can get him a lot cheaper than $18 million.
That's what I'm saying, right. And it doesn't cost you any draft picks. You don't have to trade. You know, so there's a lot of reasons why. But that doesn't mean that they're cemented to him or even up in Seattle. What happens if Drew gets off to a bad start is terrible. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so you think Baker could get picked up during the season?
Yeah, I think he'll be picked up.
Because I don't know that they're picking up Baker.
As soon as he gets released, I think he'll be on a team.
Where? I mean, other than Carolina, and I don't know who.
I believe when he gets released, he'll be on a team.
Yeah, I would think so. I think Pittsburgh, you know, I think that'd be a good spot. I'd give him a try, and I think he's better than what they got in Seattle, but I don't know. It just seems like these teams are making moves where they may not go after Baker Mayfield. So, like I said, he may have to go ahead and accept a backup role, but we will see. That's definitely one of the most intriguing offseason storylines out there. And, you know, we'll see what he can do. But that tells you, right? Every year there's all these quarterbacks that everybody thinks are going to be great, except this year. This year, you know, you got two that people like, but you're not hearing as much hype.
Not this year, definitely.
But the Baker year, there was a lot of hype quarterbacks that aren't getting it done right now. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. Go to iTunes,
Apple Podcasts, or SoundCloud and download, subscribe, leave us 5 stars and a comment, and you know what to do. Keep it locked right here. The fun doesn't end with the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, SiriusXM Channel 83. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and those brothers bring heat.
Yes.
Heat, I tell you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.